Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Father always was a little crazy. My brother and I could never really fully anticipate how our father would respond in any given situation. We knew the old man always had our best interest in mind, but we really never knew how he might play out in our lives. I had always wanted to go and see the world, to explore the world outside of our farm. I wanted to experience life more fully than what I had on that farm. I wanted to be free of the burdens of the farm and of my father. So I went to him and I asked him for my share of his inheritance. And I really didn't know how he might respond to this request. Before, Dad had always gone along with most of my requests, but this time was a little bit different. I was asking my father to do something that was unheard of. I was asking him to act like he was already dead. Strangely, and to my surprise, the old fool went along with it. He did what I requested. He divided up his inheritance between myself and my brother. And he did what I asked. And I was no longer deprived. A few days later, I sold everything that I had received because I wanted the cash on hand. I wanted the cash in my pocket as I went out to explore the world, to see all those places I had dreamed about, and to do all of those things that I had longed for so long to do. Nothing was too good for me. And I went out and explored all of these things that I'd thought about. Food, wine, women, song. All was there. All was indulged. Night after night and day after day, my friends and I ate and we drank. And the wine was plentiful. I was going to make sure that I had done everything that I had always wanted to. Experienced everything that I had longed for so long to taste of. Some people might say that I went from being deprived to being depraved. But I'd say, what a party. But every party ends. My share of the inheritance was gone in just a few short months. I had eaten, drank, and squandered my way into a real predicament. I was broke. I had no room, no money for a room anymore, anywhere. I didn't even have money for food or even a glass of wine. No money to buy clothes anymore, as I had nothing left. I even sold my luxurious wardrobe. All of those fine robes I had acquired, all of my beautiful shoes, all of the jewelry that I had accumulated. My pockets were now empty. In fact, the rags that I was still wearing didn't even have pockets anymore. And it really didn't matter because I had nothing to put in them. My beautiful sandals were gone. I now was barefoot, barefoot as a common slave. Everything that I had accumulated was now gone. I went looking for work on a farm. I felt I just needed to make a new start. That's all I really needed. I could still make it on my own without Dad's help. But just when I thought it couldn't get any worse, it did. Famine struck the countryside. Crops failed. Fields dried up. There wasn't much need for a field worker in times like this. I was desperate. I had nothing left, no food, the barest of clothing, and certainly no self-respect. I took a job with a farmer in one of his fields, tending his pigs. Tending his pigs? How dreadful. I mean, pigs are filthy, and being a Jewish boy, I knew how unclean these pigs really were. But I was desperate, and God, was I hungry. I was so hungry. I even longed to eat what I was feeding the pigs. It looked like a feast, as I had nothing. I had traded everything that I had once had, for this. Then it hit me. My father's servants had more to eat than I did. In fact, they had so much that they would never be in want. Maybe my father would let me come home and be one of his servants. At least I would have a roof over my head, and my belly wouldn't hurt from hunger anymore. I was so hungry. Hungry for food. Hungry for the warmth of a bed. Hungry for the touch of a friend's hand. But I had nothing. I was afraid. I was in fear of my life now. I wanted to go home where it was safe, but how could I go home? But what would my father say? How could he possibly let me come back? I had definitely blown my chance to be his son. But maybe, just maybe, he would let me come home and be one of his servants. I left the pigs, and I headed for my father's home. As I trudged through the dirt in my bare feet, I played out my reunion with my father in my head thousands and thousands of times, but the results was always the same. I knew it wasn't going to be a pretty situation, and I was taking a very big chance, as everyone in town would be ridiculing me and yelling at me for having left my father and for what I had done and for what I had become. I wondered whether they would even let me get close enough to even see my father, to be able to touch him once again. Then what would my father say? What would he do? It really didn't matter. I was starving. I had to go home. As I got closer to town, I began to hear people yelling, "Stop, fool, stop!" I kept my head down and I shuffled on. What I feared most was happening. The townspeople were getting more vocal, and as I got closer, and there seemed to be more of them, I raised my head, and as I was walking home, I could see that they weren't yelling at me. The townspeople were yelling at my father. They were yelling at him. That foolish father of mine was a long ways off. But he saw me, and he came running after me. He must have heard everyone yelling at him and telling him that he shouldn't be running, especially a man of his age, and especially to a son like this one. Others thought him foolish, but he wasn't deterred. In fact, before I could stop him, he was hugging me and kissing me, and his eyes were filling with tears. You know, I never saw my father cry before. But he was crying now. And he was crying for me. I was so concerned with making my father unclean with all the dirt and the pig manure that was encrusted on my body that I held up my hands as if to keep him away from me, to keep him from being defiled by his filthy, unclean son. I dropped to my knees and I cried out to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But my foolish father, the harder I tried to push him away, the more he hugged me, the more he grasped onto me. I waited in anxious anticipation of what would happen next. What would my father do? That foolish father of mine surprised me again. He sent one of his servants away to get one of his finest robes for me. He sent another one to get a ring. He sent another one for a beautiful pair of sandals. Then he softly and tenderly took off my defiled clothes, and he washed me, and he placed his gracious gifts upon my body. He had a feast prepared, and together we walked back home. And we enjoyed in that celebration together. What a party! It reminded me of the parties of my early childhood, but this one was a little bit different. For this one, my father was as happy as I'd ever seen him. In fact, he was so happy he made a speech to the people that were gathered there. He said, "This is my son who was dead, but now is alive. He was lost, but now is found. Rejoice with me and be merry." Then my dad, that foolish father that he is, ran off out of the hall to fetch my brother so that he too could join in our celebration together. To say I was overwhelmed by my father's generosity and graciousness is an understatement. I couldn't believe what was happening, but I began to understand. I pondered to myself during the celebration, "Why, Father? Why did you receive me home like this? I've done nothing to deserve this treatment. I have taken all of your inheritance and I have squandered it all away. I have nothing left. I have nothing now. Why did you welcome me home like this?" Then it hit me. I knew why my father had given me the money, because the money meant nothing to him. What really meant everything to my father was his love for me as his son. I was his son and I always will be. My father had always loved me and as his son, and he always will. There's nothing that can separate me from my father's love. Nothing on this earth will ever change that. That is what love is all about. That is why he welcomed me home in this way. The old fool ran out to meet me, to greet me, to reclaim me, and to bring me home. Home as his own son. You've met him too, haven't you? The one who's bruised, battered, bleeding, carrying his cross, barefoot as a slave. He's being taunted at every stumble by the crowd and called foolish at every step he takes. But on he came. On he went. On his way he walked to his death. The very death that made each one of us his son and daughter. His death brought us home. Home to be with him for all eternity. What amazing love of God. The world in its wisdom could never have come up with such a wonderful plan like this. That is the foolishness of God. Thank God for such love. Thank God for such a crazy, foolish, and overwhelming love. Amen.